Hello, my name is Joseph Gerson. I'm with the American Friends Service Committee. In December of 2001, I think we held the first major anti-war peace conference after 9/11 at Tufts University, and Noam was predictably the keynote speaker. We had waiting lists of people to get on the waiting list, and Noam really helped to frame where we went from 9/11, certainly for peace activists in the Boston area. It's been my pleasure to be able to work with Noam from time to time. I once had the frightening responsibility of speaking in his class. And I think one of the things to note about Noam are his humility. A man with a remarkable stature, looked to for guidance from around the world, and who remembers that he puts his pants on one leg at a time. He made reference to Bertrand Russell before. Noam is in fact a trained mathematician, and if you listen and read him carefully, you'll see a mathematician's logic at work. Noam is a teacher for the peace and justice movement. He also, as I found myself thinking about him, is a man who has really integrated what freedom and responsibility are both about. Certainly we know from watching his life, career, and his work that as a human being in his thought, he is a free man. And this kind of freedom is something that I think we all have to aspire to, and he provides a model for us. And at the same time, as he has given of himself so selflessly, to people not only in civil rights movements here, in justice movements, in peace movements, going down to May Day during the Vietnam War, traveling internationally in a way that some of us might aspire to, but which is also incredibly demanding. He shows us what responsibility is in terms of responsibility to the community, responsibility to future generations. I also found myself, those of us with gray hair here, we're all once in our 20s, and Noam was a little bit older than many of us. And certainly, as my wife says, there's in our culture, there's no roadmap to get through your 20s. You're sort of on your own. And certainly I know for me, I think for many others, it was either reading Noam's work or listening to him in person, if you were so fortunate, who helped kind of create a bit of a path for us through that period, and since then has been a teacher for all of us and for rising generations now for actually a couple of generations. I also just wanted to do a couple of things. I just wanted to point, thinking a little bit about his writings and his career, to just point to a few of his books. For me, the first and most important one, I was an organizer out isolated in Arizona, trying to figure out how I proceed. And his book, American Power and the New Mandarins, Political and Historical Essays in the 70s, really talked about the responsibility of intellectuals and showed us what, if you will, intellectual dishonesty by the Mandarins serving the military industrial complex, serving the state, are, how they become. And he notes that American intellectuals are increasingly achieving the status of a doubly privileged elite. And the need to think carefully about that. I was also struck that he quoted Gunnar Myrdal, this is what, 40 years ago? "The common idea that America is an immensely rich and affluent country is very much an exaggeration. American affluence is heavily mortgaged. America carries a tremendous burden of debt to its poor people. Not paying it implies a risk for the social order and for democracy as we have known it," on the subject of American democracy 40 years ago. He wrote a major piece called After Pinkston, After the Mile High Massacre, and included in this book At War with Asia, which I think for many people was a roadmap, an understanding of what was truly happening both in Asia but also in our society. The imperial state marches on into Latin America. This is a man who's at the cutting edge of linguistics, right? who is at the cutting edge of social analysis, who moves from teaching us about Vietnam to teaching us about Latin America. Among the early and most outspoken critics in the United States of the Israeli conquest and colonization of the Palestinian people and of the U.S. role and complicity in it. At some political risk, but one pursues truth where one can, or one must. And then for me, a very important piece of his work, Power and Ideology, the Managua Lectures. Invited to come to Managua for a week. In the morning, he gives five lectures on problems in linguistics, and in the afternoon, he gives five lectures on what the world really looks like and how it operates. And then a number of books come post-2001, continuing to guide us. And just to say, I guess the last thing I want to say is just kind of a personal thanks to Noam, who I know has just given so selflessly to all of us, and I know that I've been the beneficiary of that many times, and I just want to say thank you.